Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, July 18th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, John Glenn. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, the podcast where we dive deep into fascinating Wikipedia articles, shedding light on intriguing topics that shape our world. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we've got an extraordinary journey lined up for you. We're navigating through the life and legacy of a true American hero, John Glenn. John Glenn, astronaut, Marine Corps fighter pilot, aeronautical engineer, and United States Senator, was a man whose achievements spanned numerous fields, making him an iconic figure in both aeronautics and politics. Born in Cambridge, Ohio, on July 18, 1921, John Herschel Glenn Jr.'s journey to greatness began early. From a young age, he showed an insatiable curiosity about the world around him, a trait that would ultimately define his remarkable career. He attended New Concord High School and later Muskingum College, where he studied engineering. It was during his time at Muskingum that Glenn earned his private pilot license in 1941, a precursor to his illustrious career in aviation. His service during World War II was nothing short of commendable. Glenn became a Marine Corps fighter pilot, flying 59 combat missions in the South Pacific. His bravery and skills in the cockpit earned him numerous decorations, including 6 Distinguished Flying Crosses and the Air Medal with 18 award stars. This wartime experience cemented Glenn's reputation as a fearless and highly skilled pilot. After the war, Glenn continued to serve, flying missions during the Korean War. But it was his role in the post-war period that truly set him on the course to history. John Glenn became a test pilot, and in 1957, he made the first supersonic transcontinental flight in his F-8U Crusader, flying from Los Angeles to New York in just 3 hours and 23 minutes. This feat captured national attention and signaled Glenn's potential for even greater accomplishments ahead. In 1959, Glenn's life took another monumental turn when he was selected as one of the original 7 Mercury astronauts by NASA. This elite group was tasked with America's first manned spaceflight program, and Glenn was assigned to the historic mission of orbiting the Earth. On February 20, 1962, John Glenn became the first American to orbit the Earth aboard the spacecraft Friendship 7, completing 3 orbits in nearly 5 hours. This achievement not only made him a national hero, but also a pivotal figure in the space race, showcasing American ingenuity and determination. As you can imagine, the journey wasn't all smooth sailing. Let's take a moment to consider the immense bravery required to strap oneself into a spacecraft with technology that, by today's standards, was rudimentary and untested in many respects. Glenn faced numerous technical issues during his flight, including a suspected heat shield problem that could have led to his spacecraft burning up on re-entry. Despite these dangers, his successful mission marked a turning point, both in the space race and in public perception of space exploration. After retiring from NASA, Glenn didn't simply rest on his laurels. Instead, he transitioned to public service, entering the world of politics. Elected as a U.S. Senator from Ohio in 1974, he served in the Senate for 24 years. During his time in office, Glenn focused on issues related to science, technology, and education. He was instrumental in numerous legislative efforts, advocating for advancements in scientific research and technology. But Glenn's story doesn't end there. Demonstrating that his passion for exploration and discovery knew no bounds, Glenn returned to space at the age of 77, aboard the Space Shuttle Discovery in 1998. As the oldest person to fly in space, he contributed to research on the effects of spaceflight on the elderly. His mission once again captivated the nation and served as a testament to the persistence of human curiosity and spirit. Glenn's remarkable life serves not just as a record of achievement, but as a testament to the power of perseverance, curiosity, and public service. As we reflect on his legacy, it's worth considering how the fields of space exploration, science, and politics can intersect and inspire future generations. Speaking of which, What do you think of John Glenn's multifaceted career? How do you think his achievements in space exploration influenced public policy and international relations during the Cold War? And in today's context, what lessons can we draw from Glenn's life as we aim to tackle modern challenges like climate change, space travel, and political divides? Before we sign off, I encourage you to delve deeper into John Glenn's legacy by visiting his Wikipedia page. Discover more about his numerous accolades, personal life, and the lasting impact he left on both the scientific community and the nation. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Wikipedia. Stay curious, keep exploring, and join us next time as we uncover more stories of remarkable individuals and groundbreaking events from the vast world of Wikipedia.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, John Glenn. Thanks for listening. See you next time.